Come closer. Those who have come to the masjid, inshallah, come closer. Antum fi salam antadartum wa salam. We make various intentions. Intention to sit in a talk of deen also. Intention to also be part of the nikah as well. An intention also to wait for the maghrib salah. So the more intentions we make, the more reward we get. Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Antum fi salah. Mantadartum salah. You are in salah as long as you are waiting for salah. Come closer, inshallah. As we finish the adhkar, the durood also, come closer, inshallah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. Ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah. يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا خير في من لا يألف ولا يؤلف المؤمن مألف لا خير في من لا يألف ولا يؤلف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, respected brothers, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this great wealth of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ni'mats that we did not ask for, Allah ta'ala gave it to us without us asking for it. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends, every aspect of our deen, every aspect of our eating, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no comparison in any other religion of the world. Sleeping in our deen, there is no comparison to any other religion in the world. Islam is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected your deen on the Arafah. I have completed أكملت لكم دينكم. I have completed my deen for you وأتممت عليكم نعمتي, and I have completed my favor upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, and I am happy for you as Islam as a way of life. Who's traveling with one? One of these transport people, Uber, what is it? So, a Muslim has to give da'wat. He has to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever he is. Whether he's in the shop, whether he's in the plane, whether he's in the train. Because it's the nature of a Muslim. If you see the Sahaba radhiallahu anhum, the moment they accepted Islam, they went back to their people and they spoke of Allah. Nature. Rasul never said, you must now give him a lecture, what you must do. He immediately accepted Iman. He said, O Nabi of Allah, let me go back to my people. Sahabi came to his people, he said, what do you think of me? See, you're the best person. He said, I won't speak to you till all of you are Muslim. They all became Muslim. Now the Sahabi went, he gave them da'wat. Rasul said, he's like the Sahibu Yasin. He's like Habib Najjar. He gave da'wat. The people, they said, you are such a noble person. He told Rasul, I'm so well respected amongst my people. If I'm sleeping, they won't wake me up. Rasul said, I fear that your people will do something bad to you. He went to his people and he gave them da'wat and they killed him on the spot. So I asked this person, tell me in your religion, how much you eat? So he was, like he said, you know, we do a prayer. I said, it's all only one prayer. I said, in our religion, in deen of Islam, we wash our hands, we sit on the floor, we eat with the right, we eat what's in front of us, we don't eat from the middle. If an elder person is, whoever is on the right, we offer the food on the right, and that like the adab of food. And I say, what I am telling you is not from my own side. What I am telling you is noted down in our books. And I heard from my ustad, who heard from his ustad, who heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say, you give me one saying, you heard from Isa alayhi salam, that you can count the chain of narrations. No way they can do it. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a perfect deen. Respected brothers, this deen must come into our lives. The effort of deen, there's the effort. And the effort is to bring us into deen. This effort here we have come for a talk. Inshallah, nikah will take place. Marriage. Person will get married. But marriage comes with a lot of responsibilities. Now, person say, I'm getting married. Now, where's the house? Where's the food? Where's the... You say, no, but I just said I'm getting married. I never said I'm doing all these things. No, but that's marriage. A mu'min, a Muslim, when he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, I bear witness that there's none worthy of worship besides Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah. Then what does he does all the work that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a rahmatul lil alamin. He came as a mercy unto mankind. He came as a mercy unto mankind. For the woman he was a mercy. For the youth he was a mercy. For the animals he was a mercy. Rasulullah saw one animal crying, and he petted this animal and said, who is the rider of this animal? This animal is complaining that the owner is taking a lot of work and giving it less food. So deen, respected brothers, deen is complete. Now this effort of deen, we have to bring deen into our lives. All of us are making an effort. Someone is spending 4 months, someone is spending 40 days, someone is spending 3 days, someone is feeding the poor, someone is... All these are efforts. But after these efforts, deen was coming to my life. From head to toe, they say seerah, surah, and sarira. Seerah, the life of Rasulullah SAW. His entire life must become our life. Surah, from head to toe, we must look like Rasulullah SAW. And sarira, the inside, our hearts, we have the worry and concern of mankind. We must have no enmity, no jealousy, no malice, no hatred. Keep our hearts pure and clean. You see what this phones, this gadget of the phones. Most of the news you will read is only bad news. No good news people will spread. Mashallah, this person has fed so poorly. Alright, he felt very good. But this person was starved for 5 days. That they will sell. Bad news. And respected, our effort of deen, because we have to do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so our publicity is less. The best sadaqah is the sadaqah that tunfiqi. Al-yameen, that the right hand spends, and the shimal, the left hand, doesn't know about it. Means we've done it secretly. Yes, there are times when we give sadaqah openly, but the best sadaqah is one who's done quietly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting, nobody knows a man is fasting. Tahajjud, what did Rasulullah say in the initial days of Nubuwat? The awwalu kalamin adraktu min kalamin Nubuwah, Sahabi says the first words I got from Rasulullah SAW, that was afshu salam. Make salam common. Make it a widespread practice. Make it common. Every person, ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Those who you know, those who don't know, assalamu alaikum, assalam, make assalam. Wa at'imu ta'am, and feed people. Wasilu al-arham, and join family relations. Mashallah, two people will be coming together. Now we'll be family. And the family that is our blood family to also to look after our family. Wasilu al-arham. There should never be a day in my life that somebody, I will ever ask this question, why he never made salam? Because I will never have to ask that question, I will always make salam. Why he never fasad? I will fasad. When we start enacting like this, then we'll see everything will change. Wasilul arham. Wasallu bil layl wan nasu niyam. And read salah at night when people are sleeping. People mustn't know that you're making salah. Tadkhulul jannata bi salam, you'll enter jannah with peace. You'll be like, you know, what we say, a gold card or whatever. You'll just relax and stroll into Jannah. Who narrated this hadith? Abdullah bin Salam. Radla anhu. So respected friends, we got deen to bring alive at every moment. And nobody can say, alhamdulillah, now I'm sorted out. Now, alhamdulillah, now is enough. Now I've reached. And now I've so many years of my life. Now, alhamdulillah, I've done enough of deen. No. We have to make an effort. This month of Dhul Hijjah just passed, we fast the 9th, the Arafah, day of Arafah, we get so much reward. To kafiru sanat al-madiyah, wallati qablaha, it's 2 years expiates sins, it wipes out the sins. Now we come to Muharram again. 10th of Muharram we'll be fasting, join it with the 9th and the 10th, the 10th and the 11th. So we can make mukhalafat of the Yahud even in our ibadah. In our ibadah, we make mukhalafat of the kuffar. We go against them in our day-to-day lives. In our eating, we eat on the floor. We eat with our hands. Benefit of eating with a hand compared to using a fork. A fork, you can forget it somewhere. A hand, you'll never forget. A fork can hurt you in your mouth. Your hand, your fingers will never hurt you. When you finish the food and you lick your fingers, then there are enzymes which are on the fingers which helps in digestion. On the spoon and the fork, there is no such thing. The hands, we wash it ourselves. We don't know who washed the fork and the spoon. They could be germs, they could not be germs. But the hand, because it's a sunnah to wash our hands before. Look how much benefit in one. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is most adorable, most complete, most beneficial. But we have to implement it in our lives. So respected friends, we come into the masjid in the environment of the Eid. Alhamdulillah, I see this, that in our ulama have taught us that we should keep the nikah in the masjid. This is also a sunnah of deen. اجعلوها أعلن النكاح واجعلوها في المساجد. There's no invitation for a nikah. أعلنوها. Pronounce the nikah. Tell everybody the nikah. There's no invitation as per se. واجعلوها في المساجد, and keep it in the masjid. Very important. Many people are changing the trend and they are going for convenience. One time we go to the hall and we do everything at the hall. But we went against the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, the sunnah is kept alive. And the reward of one sunnah, if when it is practiced, when it is in the time of evil and corruption, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward of a one matter. One matter. Some narrations comes 100 matters. One matter, what is the reward? He will be entered into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sons. So this is for holding steadfast unto the sunnah. I've been to a few different countries, and a certain country, we saw the people, they don't make them nikah in the masjid. A certain country I went to, after the nikah, I wanted to meet the groom. I couldn't find him. So they said, the wali of the girl and the wali of the boy, they both come to make the nikah. A lot of different customs people got. So the boy never come to the masjid, his wali also came. Respected friends, our ulama were there to guide us how this should be done. A person wants to wear a qamis, he wants to wear a kurta. How should I wear a kurta? How long should it be? What color should it be? What color did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wear? So respected friends, we got every aspect, we got guidance of deen. The ilm of deen is so important. The ilm of deen is so important. We have to take out time to learn deen. Majority of the people in our country, they have learned deen in the initial days in the maktab. And after that, they got busy in school and busy in university or work, whatever. And very few people have got a chance after that to sit down and to learn deen nicely. We see a lot of altercations in marriages, in businesses, parents. We don't know the rights of each other because people have not learned deen. When a person knows the deen, when he learns the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man is such that in his fitrat Allah ta'ala has created that when he knows something, he will do it correctly. You do get sometimes that youngster or that person who is like, goes opposite, stubborn. But it's not a normal person. A normal person, when he knows something, will do it correctly. Go outside, you say everyone's driving on the right. Because people know it's 30, so why must I drive on the left? So respected friends, when we get to learn deen, then we get the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what learning deen, then it creates that light for us. It becomes easy for us. Information is lot. One book on a PDF. You get one app, thousands and thousands of kitabs on one app. So easy. In the old days, they traveled for one hadith, 1,000 kilometers. I went to the sheikh, I memorized all the hadith he had. Then after that, he's finished. I memorized, then I went to the next sheikh, I traveled. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi, how much he traveled? He traveled this country, that country, and he learned ilm. Nowadays, in the press of the one button, we can have all the kitabs, previously, the big ulama never got those kitabs, we can get it. But deen won't come alive, respected friends, like that. Deen is practical. Information of deen is everywhere. But deen is, what is in my life? Now with the students, so we learn the du'as in madrasa, we learn du'as. Now at the time of, now eating the food of a host, what is the du'a? So the students learned it, but never ever got a chance to practice it. Now we get a chance to practice it. The du'a when seeing the moon. What is the du'a when seeing the moon? The du'a when entering the masjid. Du'a when looking in the mirror, we look at the mirror all the time. Rasulullah says, oh, that's beautiful. And it's easy, it just comes out naturally. It's not something you have to go like extra and do a special, like a specialist, you look in the mirror and you're reading a dua. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi, fahassin khulqi. Oh Allah, you have beautified my appearance. Oh Allah, beautify my character. Every person, how Allah has created him, is beautiful. Every person, whatever color he may be, however he is looking, Allah Ta'ala created him. And this person is good looking, how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created him. That's why you will read the dua. He says, no, I can't read this dua, I don't look good. No. This dua is for everybody. So respected friends, we got this deen to bring alive. Now there's, we got a shop, we have to have some business acumen, we have to have how to, what to buy, when to buy, the right time to buy, right price to buy, how to sell, how to get the customer. And there's a lot of things that come with business. Now we have to fill the shop up. We don't have the finance, but we make a plan to how can we get the stock in the shop, and we do business and we work. To run one grocery shop or to run one hardware or to run one shop, so many systems in place. This one got this department, that one got that department, this one, on the spreadsheet we have to see how much stock, and the stock, then we do a stock check, then we see something is missing, what happened to it, then we see there was some theft or we see something was broken, and it carries on. This is for one shop or one business or one home, to run one home. The light, you fix up the light, then the geyser, then you fix up the geyser, then the door, then the whole day is going on. It's carrying on, it's carrying on. When I was just getting married, there was one old uncle, and they say the old have got wisdom. So I said, told uncle, I'm very, very busy making a list, you know, of what I need. You know, I really thought I was busy, you know. So he smiled, he said, yeah, I'm still making my list. So then he just like silenced me. I'm still making my list. So respected friends, we're going to get busy our whole lives. And we think that we are so busy. But respected friends, when is the time we're going to take out for deen? Allah Ta'ala has created us for ibadat. Salat, Allah has created us for salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni fi salah." The coolness of my eyes has been placed in salah. Arihna ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, give us some rest. That means give the adhan. Now we get involved in salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading the Quran, one rakat, 6 to 7 juz. Reading beautiful, with tajweed, not like we call Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what you read, what you said, we just gone. Rasulullah read beautiful Quran, but the enjoyment they got. Respected friends, we don't have the enjoyment in deen because we never make effort of deen. A person eating a spicy food is sweating but is eating more. Say, well, what's wrong with you? I can see you suffering. You mind your business, he's carry on eating. And he's wiping the sweat and he's taking that handkerchief and his tissue and he's carry on eating, but what's wrong? He say, you can't understand what I'm enjoying. Say, but how can you enjoy your suffering? Respected friend, when we make an effort on deen, then enjoyment will come. A person will have enjoyment. Let me read Quran. Let me help somebody. Let me do this amal of deen. So we have ibadah mahada. Wudu is an ibadah. But wudu is an ibadah for salah. To earn talabu kasb al halal faridatum ba'd al farida. To earn a halal is compulsory after the other compulsory acts. So that also becomes ibadah. But it doesn't mean now business is ibadah, so whole day I must do business, now I'm doing ibadah. No, that is an ibadah for ibadah. Wudu is an ibadah for salah. Business is to acquire so I can make my salah, I can give my zakat, I can go for hajj, I can do ibadah. So respected friends, we have come in this environment of the masjid and we've got short, maybe few years, maybe few months, maybe few days, how many times, kafa bil mauti wa'idha, how many times we see another person passing away? And it should wake us up. Hey, 38 years, what happened? Just never woke up from the sleep. From Joburg, so in our masjid we had one good person, a Somalian brother. I really say a good person, mashallah, every day in the masjid, first off, making his salah, does his business, he's on time for salah, always greeting, smiling, very gentle person speaking. So anyway, whatever his means of risk, he ended up in America. But before he went, he used to speak to me. So he said, Ustaz, how should one make the hajjud? So I said, why? So he said, no, I'm waking up like 2 o'clock. But then I see I'm getting tired Fajr time. So I felt shy to answer him. A person is waking up way before I'm waking up. He's a normal person. He's doing business. And he sits till Ishraq. Every day this was his practice. So I asked him, if you're there in America, I hope you never left the Ishraq and the Shuruq. He said, alhamdulillah, I'm still regular on it. And then I got a message, the person one day never woke up from his sleep and he's gone. So where the plans were, where death was, and life is getting on. This one passed away in an accident, oh so sad. This one, this big person passed away, a whole community shocked. After everyone forgot that he ever existed. Respected friends, وَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you are getting towards the graveyard, one janaza, then know that we are going to be carried also. So it's not to make us scared. Death is a reality. We don't have to become scared. We have to just get ready and prepare. The exam is coming. So this child doesn't get scared and stay away from school. He goes to school and he learns and he prepares properly. Don't play now. Exam is coming. Exam time, no playing now. No family functions also. Now you must study. You don't make him scared. You tell him the exam is coming, but prepare. Our exam of death is coming. Respect the friends, we have to prepare. Our elders are telling us 4 months, 40 days. This is a short time. Very, very short time. 4 months is a short time. 1 year is a short time. For the deen of Allah is very short. If we look, if we travel now, alhamdulillah, in South Africa, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with people from all over the world, Muslims. All of Africa, Asia, and you find Europe, and you find different way Muslims. Arab countries, you go in Kush, you meet the people, this country, that country. Sometimes you forget you're in South Africa. This language, that language. Alhamdulillah, our masjid, we got some posters, we printed in different languages. So to reach to the people, the message of deen must reach to the person in his own language. So we got 10 posters, because over 10 languages are there. And it's still less. How many languages? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought so many people. I was on the plane going, so I asked the brother of that country, I say, brother, what time will be salah when we reach? So he smiled, he said, you know what, Maulana, after 10 years I'm going home. I said, okay. Probably I went more to that country than himself went. Another person said, Ustaz, salamu alaikum, I'm going home. I said, mashallah, very good. He said, I'm going home after 17 years. Respected friends, when we hear this sacrifice for dunya, then our hair must stand up, that a man left his parents, he left his wife, he left his children, he left his environment, he left his birthplace, he left everything to earn some living for this dunya. Not haram, but it's a sacrifice. Sometimes some people's parents pass away. Some of my musallis in masjid, they got no papers. The papers are not coming. He's taking long to come. He can't travel. His father passed away. His mother passed away. He couldn't go home. Is this not a sacrifice? But the sacrifice is for some monetary benefit. Now can't we think that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming out of the lives of people. It's coming out of my life. The life of my children. The life of my neighbors. When am I going to make some sacrifice? And our sacrifice in this day and age in the jamaat is easy. We know the venue, we know the masjid. Many masjids also now got kitchens. Just to sacrifice to change our tartib. Some countries you go, meet some people, the person come out in a part of Allah, he closes his shop, he come out. South Africa, generally we don't find people like that. We make an arrangement. Whatever it is, but respected friends, we got to come out in the path of Allah. We will see the benefit for ourselves, the benefit for our generations, for our neighbors. And it's natural. People like deen. People love Allah. People love Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just that the love is sometimes dormant or it's less, and the love of other things are more. We are now in Jamaatia. So the person at the bottom of the musalla, he hasn't been coming for salah. So I went to him and I spoke to him in his language, few words. I learned different words in different languages. I said, no man, how is this working? Obviously we have to make dua, we can't do anything. I said, no man, you are a good person, you so well stocked, but why is it that you haven't come to the masjid? So Allah Ta'ala put it in his heart. He said, no, I'm coming with you tomorrow Fajr time. He was waiting before the jamaat, he was ready. Because he was staying separate from the masjid, there was a separate room. So he said, I'm coming with you. 10 minutes before we came, he was already ready. And he was happy, even the imam saw him, the imam was surprised. So respected friends, people are willing to do it. Someone just needs to give a push. If we give, الدالو على الخير كفاعله, the person who points out towards the good is like he has done the good himself. الدالو على الخير, the one who points out towards the good, كفاعله, is like he has done the good. لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ. If Allah must give guidance to one person because of you, we're not giving guidance, and we can never give guidance. Allah Ta'ala told Rasulullah, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ. You cannot give guidance to whom you wish, who you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives guidance to whoever He wishes. So if one person must get guidance because of us, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ, it is better for you than red camels. Red camels was something very, very pricey. Until today is very pricey, huh? In the Arab world. Rasulullah, in the person, the one who is addressing, he understood value, so he addressed him. And we can think of anything was to be valuable, and we can equate it. One person getting guidance because of us is better. So respected friends, we have to make up our minds. Bayans, alhamdulillah, we've got a lot of orators, mashallah, in the dunya, and good bayans. And alhamdulillah, increase them, those who are giving good lectures and good talks, inspiring the people. But a time has come when we have to bring it into our lives. We have to bring it into our lives. We have to see how the Quran can come into our lives. What was the akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW? No long bayan. Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. That's such a small sentence. He asked Aisha, what was the akhlaq of Rasulullah? Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His akhlaq was the Quran. Walking Quran. Many of the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, Tabi'u Tabi'in went to different countries. Look at North. I tell the people of Africa, I say, Africa is a Muslim continent. The whole of Northern Africa is majority Muslim. West Africa, Muslim, Muslim. East Africa, Muslim. Right coming down from Djibouti, Somalia, Kenya, Tanzania. And coming right till Mozambique. Malawi, Muslims. There are certain countries where there are no Muslims, but majority of Africa is Muslims. And Sahaba and Tabi'in, Tabi'u Tabi'in made such an effort that they went to the country, those countries, the whole language is Arabic. Algeria, we see, they speak in Arabic. Morocco, they speak in Arabic. Egypt, they speak in Arabic. In Mali, in Mauritania, they speak in Arabic. What effort they made. So respected friends, we have to be ready for the effort of deen. So alhamdulillah, our program has begun. And alhamdulillah, we are also honored to be part of the great sunnah of marriage. The nikah will take place now. Then after Maghrib again there is a lecture. Again after Isha there is Hayatul Sahaba, from the lives of Sahaba, read in Arabic and translated into English. And then after Fajr again there is a talk. Then we make our Fajr, we make our Salatul Ishraq, and then we go. All of us make an intention to spend the night here also, and to take part in all the programs. We already, inshallah.